he ate her out. He put his tongue inside her thing and made her come and said, I love you. Then she blew him. She put her mouth around his thing and made him come and said, I love you. Well, this is your parents that I'm talking about, but it's certainly not mine. Well, my parents never did it, not even once I was a child of advanced test tube technology. Immaculately conceived without a single kiss. My mom was not that kind of gal. My dad was not that sort of fellow. Conceived in a petri dish, she moved me to a bowl of jello. It was lime green, and when I was halfway done, well, they gave me a flip when I was born. The nurses ate the afterbirth with Cool Whip. Well, your folks, they were different, man. They couldn't get enough. And hiding that from you while you were growing up was pretty tough. But they moved silently by night. They were as cautious as a mouse, groping and fondling their way to every corner of your house. Well, they did it in the kitchen and in the basement, on the dryer. When they did it on the stove, your mother nearly caught on fire. And they did it in your bedroom while you were away at camp. Christened every room inside your little house. And when you moved, they sent you to your grandma's. And they did it all again. They did it upside down and backwards. Did it slow, they did it fast. Sometimes your mom would turn around, and then your parents did it in the ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. But your folks sometimes did it with a 17-inch double-sided dildo. Your daddy had this thing he liked to do. Perhaps you never noticed while your mother was at work. He would try on all her clothes, and he'd put on sexy underpants, a skirt, a blouse, and mules. But he'd always change back right before he picked you up at school. And your mother didn't mind. In fact, she thought it was a gas. And in her work boots with her strap on, she'd lift up his skirt and stick it in his ass. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. But your folks sometimes did it with a 17-inch double-sided dildo. Double-sided dildo. Well, my parents never did it, not even once I was a child of advanced test tube technology. Immaculately conceived without a single kiss. I think you're old enough to know this, so you might as well admit it, that about 3 weeks before you were born, your parents did it. And your mom said, I know, I've got a bun in the oven. But your dad said, don't be silly, dear, Papa needs some loving. And he took out his French tickler, and I don't mean to be crass, but with all that hope inside their hearts, your naked parents did it in the ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. But your folks sometimes did it with a 17-inch double-sided dildo. Double-sided dildo. In the foreground sits a butt plug and a tube of KY jelly. And your mother lights a candle, wax drips down your father's belly. Well, he is handcuffed to the wall, and in his mouth a big red gag ball. Your mom with her riding crop and her thigh-high vinyl stockings. Well, I don't know how old they are, I don't want to know how. But as sure as day turns into night, I bet your folks still do it now. But my folks never have, they never will. Their clothes they'll never shed. Each night they hug and walk to their twin mattresses and go to bed. Well, you look a little frazzled,
look a little frazzled.
So relax, take a deep breath, and try hard not to think about your parents having sex. And ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. But your folks sometimes did it with a 17-inch double-sided dildo.
Everybody,
double-sided dildo. Your naked parents,
double-sided dildo.
And their big fat dildo.
And their big fat dildo.
And they made double-sided love.
Thank you very much. Chris O'Brien is on next.
Joe Cowan. That sure is.